Welcome to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast, the most up-to-date information to help you prepare for your wine tasting weekend. I'm Mike, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas, from the high plains to the hill country. If you love Texas wine, you've come to the right place. Let's take a trip.
Spring is right around the corner, and the wildflowers will be in bloom here in the Texas Hill Country in no time. Join us March 24th through April 18th for the Wine and Wildflower Journey Passport. Ticket holders will receive complimentary tastings at over 45 wineries, exclusive discounts on bottle purchases, and the chance to experience the most beautiful time of year in the Hill Country on this self-guided tour. A portion of the proceeds will go to the Texas Hill Country Association Scholarship Fund, helping students pursue careers in the Texas wine industry. Nothing like supporting a great cause while sipping award-winning wines. Tickets are on sale now at texashillcountrywineries.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Texas Wine Scene Podcast. I'm your host, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, Mike Cole, bringing you all the wine happenings in and around the great state of Texas. If you are a subscriber to the podcast, thank you so much for returning and tuning into this week's episode. And if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for stopping by to check us out. We are an information-based podcast supporting and sharing wine events, tastings, and industry news from around the great state of Texas. So I hope you enjoy this content. And sure, if you do, please consider subscribing to the podcast and sharing the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. It helps to continue to spread the word about this podcast and keeps everyone informed about current wine-related events. Also, please follow me on my socials at Texas Wine Scene on Instagram and Texas Wine Scene on Facebook, where you will see all the posts about upcoming events for the weekend. Now let's get into the Texas Wine Scene News. Since the Texas Hill Country is becoming one of the most visited tourist wine growing regions in the country, it seems that more big corporations want to get in on the action, and Hilton is no different. In a recent article in the online publication Travel Post by Noreen Kompanik entitled Waldorf Astoria Hotels and Resorts to Debut in the Texas Hill Country, Hilton has announced a branding and management agreement with Wine Country Hospitality Partners, LLC, to build a new Waldorf Astoria Texas Hill Country and Waldorf Astoria Residences Texas Hill Country property to open in 2027. The Texas Waldorf Astoria property will have 60 guest rooms and suites, 37 branded multi-bedroom resort villas, and 50 private residences. The resort will feature 5 food and beverage concepts, an 11,000 square foot spa and fitness center with 2 resort style pools. Amy King, Vice President of Luxury and Mixed Use Development for Hilton, said, "Waldorf Astoria Texas Hill Country signing marks a monumental milestone for Hilton and is integral to both our growth in the state, which represents Hilton's largest hotel portfolio in the United States." She goes on to say, "Conrad Hilton's legacy in the hotel business began in Texas more than 105 years ago, and working alongside incredible owners, we're proud to deliver on Conrad's vision as we introduce our distinguished luxury hotel and residential portfolio to the destination." The luxury resort will also be home to 87 Waldorf Astoria residences that include single-story estates, villas, and cottage-style Sunday homes ranging from 3 to 5 bedrooms with custom options available with views of Barron's Creek and the rolling hills. In a recent article by Phil Housel in the Kerrville Daily Times entitled "Texas Wine Group Honors John Rivenberg for Innovation in Work with Schreiner," it highlights how Texas Hill Country Wineries Association awarded John Rivenberg the Gilstrap Innovator Award for his work in setting up the wine incubator program at Schreiner University. The article reads that John Rivenberg, owner of Kerrville Hills Winery, was the first winery owner to start a wine incubator program in Texas. He was also instrumental in setting up Vino de las Colinas, a certificate program focusing on skilled labor experience in practical viticulture management. Rivenberg is heavily involved in the Texas wine industry, holding various positions in multiple organizations across the state. He served on the Texas Hill Country Winery Board, including 2 terms as president. He is a Texas delegate for the International Organization of Vine and Wine, which provides grape and wine-producing countries with information to develop regulations, minimize barriers to trade, promote sustainable production, and protect consumers. And he has also served on the advisory board for the Texas Department of Agriculture Wine Initiative. The Gilstrap Innovator Award is presented to an individual nominated from the Texas wine industry who has made an impact and a long-lasting change in the Texas wine industry. And John Rivenberg's contributions exemplify what the award is all about. Speaking of John Rivenberg, the Copper Rose Wine Bar in San Antonio, Texas, has announced that they have acquired Nobleman Wines in Kerrville, Texas. Austin and Katie Pitzer, who founded Nobleman Wines in 2019, has decided to transition and pursue other endeavors in the Dallas area and leave the brand in the capable hands of Elizabeth and Victor Eichhorn. Nobleman Wines is a wine incubator project under the guidance of John Rivenberg, who will continue as winemaker for the brand. In a newsletter post, Copper Rose wrote, "Copper Rose Wine Bar will continue to operate as usual, but will now include the official tasting room for Nobleman Wines. Over the next month, we will reorganize some shelves to make room for an expanded Nobleman inventory and buy the glass menu. The Nobleman Wine Club will continue as it has for the past few years, with some minor tweaks in the future to facilitate the tasting room moving to San Antonio." The 13th annual Nacogdoches Main Street Wine Swirl is set for April 12th, according to an article written by Danny Morrell of Kix 105. This year's event will feature a new event high of 24 participating wineries. Tori Huddleston, the Main Street manager for the event, said, "We're proud to announce a record-breaking 24 wineries for this year's event." She goes on to say, "This milestone truly highlights the growth of the Wine Swirl, and we're thrilled to continue offering exciting ticket options, including the VIP experience, which was a big hit last year." In addition to wine tasting, the event will include live music, food from local restaurants and food trucks, as well as local shopping opportunities. The VIP experience mentioned earlier gets you exclusive perks, including a private wine tasting event at the Red House Winery on Friday evening, VIP parking, and early access to the Wine Swirl on Saturday. For ticket purchases, visit Nacogdoches.org. In a recent social media post, there is a new chapter for the Bending Branch brands out of Comfort, Texas. The post read, "After 6 incredible years, the Branch on High tasting room will be closing on June 2nd. Ursa Vineyards and Bending Branch Winery Club benefits, along with regular activities, will continue at the Bending Branch Estate tasting room. We are excited to announce that an existing structure on the Bending Branch Estate property, where the original 1840 log cabin is located, is being renovated to a new tasting room facility. This space will feature a dedicated wine club lounge for both Bending Branch and Urser members, a library wine tasting room, multiple tasting and bar spaces with both table and lounge seating, and gorgeous outdoor areas. The new tasting room will open this summer, offering an elevated guest experience for everyone and a better opportunity to shine a light on all our brands, including Bending Branch Winery, Ursa Vineyards, Bending Branch 1840, and Chicken Duck, the whiskey brand. The results of the 2025 Texom Awards have been announced. The Texom Awards judging took place on February 15th through the 18th at the Irving, Texas Convention Center at Las Colinas. 1,031 entries were blind tasted and judged by 30 renowned tastemakers from across the country. Of the entries judged, the judges awarded 15 judges' selection medals, which was the highest award for the competition, along with 56 platinum medals, of which 14 of those medals were claimed by Texas wineries. There were 117 gold medals, 439 silver medals, and 404 bronze medals. The Texas Platinum Award-winning wines include Adega Vino for their 2023 Del Valle Vineyard Sauvignon Blanc, Augusta Vins 2022 Estate Petite Syrah from the Texas Hill Country, Hilmi Cellars for their 2022 Tejas Blanc from the Texas High Plains, La Valentia for their 2022 Sparkling Chenin Blanc from the Del Valle Vineyard, Llano Estacado Winery's non-vintage Mad Iris Dessert Wine from the Texas High Plains, Lost Draw Cellars for their 2023 Pinot Meunier from the Leckman Family Vineyard. Lost Draw also had their 2022 GSM from the Texas High Plains awarded. Messina Hoff Winery's 2022 Paolo Cabernet Sauvignon. Michael Ross Winery's 2021 Tanat from the Nara Vineyards in the Texas High Plains. Tenuto Di Gambini's their 2023 Malvasia from the Texas High Plains. Uplift Vineyards for their 2023 Roussan from the Texas Hill Country. Valley Mills Vineyards for their 2022 Carignan. Wedding Oak Winery for their 2023 Castanet Rosé from the Lily of the Vine Vineyards in the Texas High Plains. And William Chris Vineyards for their 2022 Sangiovese from the Alta Loma Vineyards in the Texas High Plains. Congratulations to all the big winners at this year's competition. And that's your Texas Wine Scene News. Before we get into the wine events for the weekend, let's check the weather. The weather for the weekend in the High Plains wine growing region will have high temperatures of 84 degrees with low temperatures of 57 degrees. The North Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 85 degrees with low temperatures of 65 degrees. The West Texas wine growing region will have high temperatures of 77 degrees with low temperatures of 52 degrees. The Texas Hill Country wine growing region will have a beautiful weekend of 86 degree highs with low temperatures of 63 degrees. And the Gulf Coast wine growing region will have high temperatures of 86 degrees with low temperatures of 65 degrees. Dust off those running shoes and join Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls for their 5K Wine Run event on Saturday, March 29th at 9 a.m. Whether you're looking to run, walk, or just enjoy the wine, this exciting annual fun run event features the amazing scenery and landscape of the Flat Creek Estate Winery and Vineyard, which includes an 80-acre property with an elegant tasting room, full-service restaurant, a covered pavilion, and a one-of-a-kind 18-hole disc golf course. Your ticket purchase for this event includes a t-shirt, wine glass, and a wine glass-shaped finishing medal. For more information about this fun and healthy wine tasting event, visit their website at flatcreekestate.com. Head on out to High Meadow Winery in High, Texas for their Grapes and Gears Car Show event on Saturday, March 29th from 12 to 5 p.m. This one-of-a-kind wine car show event will feature live music, delicious food, trophies for the winning rides, and a raffle. If you think you've got a pretty cool car, truck, or motorcycle, then enter your vehicle in the show and take home the top prize and bragging rights. Admission is free to the public, so gather your friends and family and come on out for a fun-filled day celebrating amazing rides and great vibes. For more information about this event, visit their website at highmeadow.com. If you're a fan of drama, intrigue, and suspense, then join Dukeman Family Winery in Driftwood, Texas for their True Crime and Wine event on Sunday, March 30th from 3 to 4:30 p.m. John Matthews, owner of Cassaro Winery and a highly decorated 40-year law enforcement veteran, will give you a behind-the-scenes look and a first-hand account of his capture of Dallas's most notorious eyeball killer. You'll learn about Oak Cliff, Texas in the 1980s and 1990s, the investigation and the arrest and unusual evidence that brought down the serial killer and ended his reign of terror. For more information about this event, visit their website at dukemanwinery.com. Downtown Brownwood is having their Spring Art Stomp event on Saturday, March 29th from 2 to 6 p.m. This inaugural spring sip and stroll style event will combine flavors from Texas wineries and breweries with the local art community for a one-of-a-kind beverage and culinary experience. Your ticket purchase includes a commemorative wine glass and 10 tasting tickets for each of the participating wineries and breweries. Step it up to the VIP ticket and receive bonus tasting tickets along with access to a VIP lounge. Wineries participating in this event include Brennan Vineyards, Farmhouse Vineyards, Wedding Oak Winery, and Pemberton Cellars, just to name a few. All proceeds from this event will directly benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Brown County. For more information and ticket purchase for this event, visit their website at visitbrownwood.com. Big Reds and Bubbles is happening this weekend at the newly remodeled La Zona Rosa Concert Hall on Friday, March 28th in Austin, Texas from 7:30 to 10 p.m. This wine tasting event, organized by the Wine and Food Foundation, will include more than 100 of the best sparkling and red wines from around the world, alongside bites from some of the best restaurants in Austin, Texas. In honor of this historic live music venue, guests will rock out to live music while enjoying some of the best wine and food in town. Through fundraising efforts and philanthropic initiatives, the Wine and Food Foundation has given back over $90,000 in the form of grants to prevent and battle food insecurity and hospitality education scholarships. For more information and ticket purchases for this event, visit their website at winefoodfoundation.org. Head on over to Grapevine, Texas, and jam out to the smooth sounds of relaxing jazz aboard the Jazz Wine Train on Friday, March 28th at 7 p.m. Hop on the 1920s vintage jazz train as you take a ride along the Cotton Belt Historic District for an unforgettable experience of jazz, wine, and great time. Guests will enjoy wine from some of Grapevine's finest tasting rooms, paired perfectly with local bites and desserts, all while listening to live jazz music. For an enhanced experience, choose the premier class ticket featuring a beautifully set table and a delicious hot-plated meal with 6 2-ounce tastings. For more information and reservations for this event, visit their website at GrapevineTexasUSA.com. Drop into Salina, Texas for the Salina Downtown Wine Crawl event on Saturday, March 29th from 5 to 9 p.m. Explore the charming streets of downtown Salina as you sip, savor, and socialize with fellow wine enthusiasts as you stroll through the lively event, indulging in 10 tastings of exquisite Texas wines. Elevate your ticket purchase to the VIP experience that includes access to the VIP room, a champagne toast, bourbon tastings with local spirits, and a hand-rolled cigar. For more information about this event, visit their website at salinachamber.org. Tempranillo is a great variety that grows well in the Texas climate. And if you're looking for a wine tasting experience that can show you different vintage variations from a high-quality vineyard, then look no further. Join Bending Branch Winery in Comfort, Texas for their Tempranillo Vertical Tasting event on Saturday, March 29th from 1 to 3 p.m. The Newsom family has been committed to cultivating top-quality wine grapes. Their grapes have been the foundation of many award-winning wines, and they were the first to introduce Tempranillo to the state of Texas. At this special vertical tasting event held in the Barrel Room, Neil and Janice Newsom will guide you through 9 vintages of Tempranillo made from their exceptional High Plains fruit from the year 2010 to 2012, 2014 to 2016, and 2018 through 2020. For more information about this event, visit their website at bendingbranchwinery.com. And those are your wine events for the weekend. Stay tuned for your music lineup for the weekend. Up next. Dry Comal Creek Vineyards in New Braunfels, Texas gets the music lineup started for the weekend with Colton's Kin on stage Friday, March 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. Fiesta Winery in La Meta, Texas will have Chase Gassaway on stage Saturday, March 29th from 1 to 5 p.m. Flat Creek Estate Winery in Marble Falls will let Sammy J jam out on Saturday, March 29th from 2 to 6 p.m., followed by Island Mine on stage Sunday, March 30th from 1 to 5 p.m. The Texas Wine Collective in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Jake Martin on stage Saturday, March 29th from 1 to 5 p.m. Barnhill Vineyards in Anna, Texas has a great lineup of music for the weekend, starting with Ashmore on stage, playing some classic rock on Friday, March 28th at 7:30 p.m. Amanda Latz will take the stage on Saturday, March 29th at 12 p.m., followed by Nightbird later that evening at 7:30 p.m. Featherstone Ranch Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas will have Eric Middleton on stage Saturday, March 29th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Deep Roots Vineyards in Plantersville, Texas will have Flannel Unplugged on Friday, March 28th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., followed by AM PM on Saturday, March 29th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. as well. Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville as well will have Just Like Pink on stage Saturday, March 29th from 7 to 9 p.m. Arrowhead Creek Vineyards in Stonewall, Texas will have Matthew Butler on stage Saturday, March 29th from 2 to 5 p.m. West Sandy Creek Winery in Richards, Texas will have Mitch Jacobs on stage Saturday, March 29th from 4 to 7 p.m., followed by Dylan Riz on stage Sunday, March 30th from 2 to 5 p.m. Augusta Venn Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas has a fantastic music lineup for the weekend, starting with Keelan Donovan on stage Friday, March 28th from 12 to 3 p.m. Noelle Goforth will take the stage on Saturday, March 29th from 12 to 3 p.m., followed by Andy Garcia later that afternoon from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. Brock Bouchon will close out the set on Sunday, March 30th from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. Moody Family Wines in Bullard, Texas will let Tim Salzman assume the musical duties on Friday, March 28th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., followed by Angelo Lopez on stage Saturday, March 29th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. as well. Sloan and Williams Winery in Grapevine, Texas will have Newton Powell on stage Saturday, March 29th from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. Blue Ostrich Winery and Vineyard in St. Joe, Texas will have Janice Diane on stage Saturday, March 29th from 1:30 to 4:30 p.m. Barron's Creek Vineyards in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Audio Detectives on stage Saturday, March 29th from 1 to 4 p.m. Bob Case will take the stage at the Georgetown location on Sunday, March 30th from 8 to 5 p.m. Lost Oak Winery in Burleson, Texas will have Saving Yesterday on stage Saturday, March 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. William Chris Vineyards in High, Texas will let Nick Parr and the Selfless Lovers rock the house on Saturday, March 29th from 6 to 9 p.m. Whistling Duck Winery in Weimar, Texas will have Victor Bustos on stage Saturday, March 29th from 2 to 5 p.m. Hamilton Pool Vineyards in Round Mountain, Texas will have Montana San on stage Sunday, March 30th from 2 to 5 p.m. Michael Ross Winery in Fredericksburg, Texas will have Steve Gary on stage Saturday, March 29th from 2 to 5 p.m. Arch Ray Winery, also in Fredericksburg, Texas, will let Anthony Garcia provide the musical sounds on Friday, March 28th from 5 to 8 p.m. And Bell Springs Winery in Dripping Springs will close out the music lineup for the weekend with Nathan Spicy Loops Hinojosa on stage Saturday, March 29th from 3 to 6 p.m. And that's your music lineup for the weekend. Well, that will do it for this week's episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm Mike Cole, your Texas Wine Scene correspondent, and I look forward to seeing you next time on the Texas Wine Scene. Cheers. For more in-depth information on the wineries mentioned in this episode, visit the Texas Wine Lover website at txwinelover.com or the Texas Wine Lover app. On the site, you can find a vast amount of information about Texas wineries and wine-related businesses. You can also search for information such as maps of Texas wineries, Texas wine trails, 100% Texas wineries, and winemaker profiles. And if you are a business who wants to advertise on the website or the app, or looking to upgrade your listing, then use promo code TEXASWINESCENE and receive 10% off your first payment. This way, your business or your winery will be listed amongst the very best that Texas has to offer. So visit their website at txwinelover.com. That's txwinelover.com. Also, please leave me a rating and a review and share the podcast with all your wine-loving friends. Cheers.